Jamaica is a step closer to making the Caribbean Court of Justice or Final Court of Appeal following the passage of three key bills in the House of Representatives on May 12. Today we explain the legal process behind replacing the UK-based Privy Council. The Judicial Committee of the Privy Council, Privy Council for short, has been hearing appeals from local courts of appeal of the region for well over 100 years. CARICOM member states established the Caribbean Court of Justice, CCJ, in 2001. This court became operational in 2005. The CCJ has two jurisdictions. It hears matters relating to the provisions of the revised Treaty of Chagaramas and the CARICOM Single Market and Economy, and it can serve as the final court of appeal for member countries that decide to use it for this purpose. In 2005, the UK-based Privy Council ruled that the government's move to establish the CCJ as Jamaica's final court of appeal was unconstitutional. A number of civic groups had appealed to the Privy Council after the government had passed two pieces of legislation the previous year to abolish the Privy Council and replace it with the CCJ.
What we found when we attempted to move to the CCJ and the case was went to the Privy Council as to whether that the approach to doing that was correct, was that the Privy Council said, fine, you can eliminate the Privy Council by an ordinary act under the Constitution, but if you're going to replace it with something, you must entrench that in your Constitution in the same manner that you have entrenched your Court of Appeal and your Supreme Court.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding.
In our Constitution, the provision that establishes the Privy Council as our final court is not entrenched. It is a provision which can be repealed by an ordinary act, which doesn't need any particular majority. It can be passed by a simple majority in the House and a simple majority in the Senate.
A simple majority is 50% plus one. On the other hand, entrenching the CCJ as Jamaica's final court of appeal requires a two-thirds majority of both houses of parliament voting in favor of legislation authorizing the move. This is why the government needs the support of the parliamentary opposition. However, the opposition Jamaica Labour Party, though in support of the move towards the CCJ, is maintaining that a referendum be held on the matter.
We're hoping that they will reconsider their position that there should be a referendum on the issue.
Senator Golding says the government is not considering a referendum on the CCJ for several reasons, the main being that it is not a constitutional requirement.
We think it's a bad precedent to go down the road of a referendum on a constitutional matter which the Constitution does not contemplate being determined by that matter. Another issue is cost. To have a referendum is going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars. I've heard an estimate of $700 million at a time when the country is struggling to cope with the fiscal challenges that we have. And I think to embark upon an exercise such as that when the Constitution doesn't require it would be imprudent and unwise.
The Justice Minister argues that the issue of a final court is not one which other countries around the world have felt it appropriate to put through a political process, such as a referendum.
A referendum is essentially a form of election in the way it takes place. Parties take positions, parties grandstand on political platforms, there's all the rhetoric of that and so on. The separation of powers contemplates that your judiciary is sealed from political interference. And we feel that it would be unseemly and damaging to the court for it to go through a process such as a political referendum here in Jamaica.
The bills to replace the Privy Council and entrench the CCJ are the Caribbean Court of Justice Act 2012, the Constitution Amendment Caribbean Court of Justice Act 2012, and the Judicature Appellate Jurisdiction Amendment Act 2012. They were approved in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, May 12, and will now be sent to the Senate. That's it for our look at Jamaica's renewed journey to the CCJ.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.